فیلم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked among
پیغمبر اکرم نمونه.
The holy prophet of Islam is the example
عمده عمل انسان بعد از ایمان.
Self purification is the most significant factor.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Ishtihardi. Stay tuned.
خودشون طلبن میگن پدرمون نماز نمیخونه چیکار کنیم میشی پدر باید احترامش.
There are some clergies whose fathers do not say daily obligatory prayers. They ask us what they should do. Nothing. They should only respect their parents. A son cannot, under any circumstances, offend his father. Imam Khomeini's lessons of ethics and morality told his students that if you come to these seminary schools and even if you become a prominent scholar, when you go back to your village and your father is someone who knows nothing about nothing, you should rise to respect him. This is your father. Parents are saints for us. We could never disrespect them. Now I tell you some anecdotes about respecting our parents. I remember several years ago, one of the scholars in Isfahan invited me to a newly built mosque. For 15 days we were there, and there was one of us who never showed up for lunch or dinner since he was at home to take care of his old mother. I asked him, "Why don't you join us for lunch?" And he said, "I have to feed my mother." He did everything for his mother, washing her, changing her bed and her clothes, and feeding her as well. This needs a lot of patience. I remember someone else saying that he bathed her mother for 5 times a day, taking her from upstairs to downstairs for the shower. This is how to take care of your mother. I heard that many years ago, perhaps before the establishment of seminary schools, there was a prominent scholar in Najaf in Iraq who was famous and well accepted by people. Every day, he took his father on his shoulder to take him to the holiest shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam and returning him to home. People ask him why he does this every day since he is in great position of knowledge. He answered, "Why not doing this? This is the way I should thank God. He gave me the ability to serve my father and respect him." As you see, this is the way how to take care of your father. One of the friends told me that we have to prepare everything our old mothers ask for. You know why? Because they're going to live for, we don't know, 10 or 15 years in this world. So why not getting them everything they need? If we don't get them what they need, we will regret this in future and after they leave us. He had an old mother. He says that once In the winter, when rarely you could find fresh fruits in the past, his mother asked him for grapes. He went to look for the grapes in every shop, and finally he found some and brought it to his mother. He is now very happy whenever he remembers this event. Yet, it is simple to say no, it is difficult to do this now, forget about it. But remember, this is to refine our souls. We have to open some accounts with God, as we have opened many with banks. Thank you very much, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Ishtihardi. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. We'll leave you in Allah's care, and goodbye.